It's often said that a book can transport you, and that's what reading did for Dan Wise. He was born with a rare bone marrow disorder that made him anemic and weak. As part of WBUR's Edifies monthly series Lessons Learned, Wise tells how reading and a chance encounter with his high school English teacher became a lifeline.
I was always tired, so I would do things, I would have a life, but I would go home and I'd sleep 10 hours and I couldn't do anything else. I didn't tell anybody. I always kept to myself. I was the pale kid who stuttered in high school, so I didn't want any other added bonus points against me. I read a lot to escape. My sophomore year at Dom Savio in East Boston, English teacher, Mr. Sullivan, we called him Sully back then. He would call me a wise guy because I'd be on point during the book discussions, but I always had some smart, okay way to put things and stuff like that. He was probably the best teacher I've ever had, the most lasting, and I remember his class totally. He kept it fun. He would do imitations of, like, Charlie Chaplin. He would do the John Dillinger with the Tommy gun, and then he'd take the bullets, and the class would laugh. From what I learned to him, that I could live through these characters, and I could have these adventures, and I can do great things, like, through the author's words. From birth, I was prescribed prednisone. It was a steroid drug, so that's how I managed my whole life. There was a point where the prednisone stopped working. For a year and a half, 2 years, I was just, they would try things that wouldn't work and all that stuff. Finally, they said, we have to schedule for a bone marrow transplant. I was scared out of my mind. So I was sitting in the waiting room. It's like I see a bald person over there and like a woman crying with a mask on over there, and my leg is just shaking like crazy. And I get a tap on my shoulder, and he goes, "Hey, what are you, a wise guy?" And it's Mr. Sullivan behind me. This is like 23 years later or something like that. And he remembered me off the bat. So we talk about books. We talk about like my life. I told him my life story and all that stuff, and he told me how he went on teaching and all that. Right before the bone marrow transplant, I was in the waiting room, and he was like, "I got exactly what you need." And he had the book, The Odyssey, with Homer. He goes, "While you're doing this, you could use this as a crutch, like your adventure. Just take you out of the place you're going to be, you know?" If you think about it, it's spot on. It's like Odysseus is he's alone, and he's lonely, and he's just trying to get home. When I went into the hospital, the nurse was like, "You know, you might have trouble reading. Why don't you try an audiobook?" So as I'm getting radiated, she put on the Odyssey for me, and it was the part where he's beating the Cyclops. So as I'm getting radiated, getting Chernobyl, the nuclear, in my mind, I'm Odysseus, and I'm outsmarting the Cyclops.
And the hot blast singed his brow and eyelids round the core, and the broiling eyeball burst. Its crackling roots blazed and hissed.
And then when I was in my darkest days in the hospital, I was sick and miserable and the worst like I've ever been in my life. And I'm on the land of the lotus eaters.
Any crewman who ate the lotus, the honey-sweet fruit, lost all desire to send a message back, much less return. Their only wish to linger there with the lotus eaters, grazing on lotus. All memory of the journey home dissolved forever.
That definitely got me through that. So after the bone marrow transplant, you'd have to go to the bone marrow transplant center like 3-4 days a week. So I would go and I'd see Sully there all the time. He never really talked about his struggles. I know he was having a hard time. We just sat there talking about books. Like we'd have transfusions and we'd eat like the tuna sandwiches they provided and the small cans of ginger ale and we played some cards. It was kind of like Tuesdays with Maury, but it was like Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays with Sully, you know. The time I had before that, I just thought my life was over. This is it. This is as far as I'm going to get. And then he gave me that book and that hope. It was life-changing. I had an anchor. He anchored me to the now, and I lived through these characters, and it got me through the scariest time of my life.
Dan Wise is a custodian in Boston Public Schools. His English teacher Gerald Sully Sullivan died last year after battling cancer. WBUR's Carrie Young produced this story. You can find all the lessons learned stories at wbur.org/edify.